Hello and welcome into the Sight and Sound Technology Podcast. My name is Stuart Lawler. This is episode number 10, and this month it's all about exhibitions and talks and brilliant prices. Stay right where you are. Indeed, you are very welcome in. Thank you, as always, for getting in touch with our podcast. Lots of people enjoyed the last edition. That was, of course, our Getting AT Ready event, which we were delighted to bring you from Glasgow and Strathclyde University. And lots of people saying how much they enjoyed it. And it was a really powerful event, I have to tell you, something that I certainly enjoyed being at. And if you have feedback or you want to get in touch with us, of course, as always, that email address is podcast@sightandsound.co.uk. We love to get to hear your views. And remember, you can also contact us at any time on 01604 798 070, and that, of course, is our head office in Northampton. Now, July is a bit of a crazy month in Sight and Sound. I have to say to you, it's my first July working for the company, so I don't know how we're going to do it, because we're all over the place in July. We're going to try to meet as many people as we can, because the now annual Mega Sight Village Central, which is taking place this year on Tuesday the 9th and Wednesday the 10th of July, it's at the Cranmore Park Conference and Events Centre in Sully Hill in Birmingham. Doors will open each morning at 9:30 a.m. On the Tuesday the 9th, doors are open until 4 p.m. and Wednesday the 10th, it will close at 3 p.m. We've got a big stand there. We'd love to see you. Admission to the conference, to the exhibition rather, is free. And there's all sorts of other things like presentations, etc., taking place over those 2 days. So do please come say hello to us. Lots of summer specials available. We'll get to those in just a minute. Great prices on loads of your favorite hardware and software from Vispero. Now, speaking of Vispero, Eric Damery, Vice President of Software Product Management, he's not quite making it for Sight Village, because he's in the midst of the NFB convention, which is taking place in the US at the very same time. But he will be coming to visit our Dublin and Glasgow bases early on the following week. On Monday the 15th of July, we'll be delighted to welcome Eric to Dublin, and he'll be at the Child Vision Conference Centre in Grace Park Road from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. for a lively and engaging presentation. They always are lively and engaging. Eric will be talking about all that's new in JAWS, and in particular, he will spend some time talking about the Chrome web browser and significant enhancements to make it more accessible with JAWS and Fusion. I'm really looking forward to hearing about that, actually, because Chrome is certainly my browser of choice these days. Now, tickets for this event are available on Eventbrite if you do a search for Vispero in Dublin, or you can give us a call here in the office on 01690 9720, and I think at the time we publish this that info should also be available on our own website at sightandsound.co.uk. We'll also have an exhibition of equipment on the day from Sight and Sound Technology, Optilec, Enhanced Vision and Synaptic, so you can get a sense of all that's going on with a whole range of products during the day. That's on Monday the 15th. Then on Tuesday the 16th of July, we're flying off to Glasgow to meet lots more people at the Mitchell Library. I've been there once before. It's a really beautiful venue, so we're really delighted to be coming back. And Eric will be presenting there from 11 a.m. to 12 noon. And then there will be two workshops, one on convenient OCR and the other on Picture Smart. They'll both last 20 minutes and they will run for a couple of times, depending on how many people we have who'd like to attend them. And again, we'll have that exhibition of equipment from Sight and Sound, of course, Optilec, Enhanced Vision and Synaptic. Now, there are some amazing offers, whether you're coming to see us at Sight Village, whether you're coming to our Dublin or Glasgow event, or whether you can't come to anything, you can still participate by giving us a call. So, for example, some of them, I won't go through all of them, but some of them, for example, Jaws Home for £115 or €129.95. Jaws Home Upgrade will cost you £95 or €107.35. A Jaws Home SMA also for £95 or €107.35. Zoom Text Mag Reader will cost you £95 or €107.95. Zoom Text Mag Reader Upgrade will cost you £75 or €79. Fusion Home, that's the all-in-one Jaws and Zoom Text, for only £165 or €186.45. And if you're interested in hardware, well, the Focus 14 5th edition, very cool braille display for £925 or €1,045.25. Or the Pearl camera for £275 or €355.95. And there are more deals. I haven't gone through them all. There's more. So if you want more info, please give us a call in Dublin on 01690 9720, or in Glasgow, you can call us on 0141 5488 040. Of course, in Northampton, 01604 798 070. The event in Dublin, Eric's two-hour presentation on the 15th of July, will also be streamed live, so that if you can't attend and you want to tune in online, you can also do so. And we're strongly encouraging people who have questions for Eric in advance, if you'd like to submit them, please do so. And you can do that in a lot of ways. You can send us emails to podcast@sightandsound.co.uk, or you can get in touch via the Eventbrite page, or if you want to ring us up in advance and submit your questions, we'll make sure to make a note of them, get them to Eric in advance so that he can answer them all on the day, and that you can have those queries dealt with. Now, I've done enough talking, but we're staying on a Vispero note, because I'm always excited when customers and users of the technology that we are so passionate about get in touch because they want to promote something or show something that they find particularly exciting. And Julie Rodaway, who is a really good friend of this podcast and I know has listened for a long time, did just that, because she loves the scratchpad feature, relatively new scratchpad feature, on the Focus 5th edition Braille displays. And here she is to tell us all about it.
If you are at all familiar with the Focus Blue Braille displays, you know how fantastic they are, enabling you to interact so much more easily with your mobile devices or even a computer. Text editing is a breeze because of the cursor routing keys, and the braille on the device is beautiful. It's crisp and clear. Well, on the fifth generation of the Focus, I think the braille is improved again. I thought the braille was lovely on the fourth, but it's even nicer on the fifth. But the unique thing about the fifth is that they have installed a brand new feature, and I'd like to talk about it today. It's so useful. It's called the scratch pad. Now, this is a sighted equivalent of a pen and paper. You jot things down, whether it's in grade one, grade two. It doesn't matter what braille entry you choose to use, it will cope with anything. So you jot things down, and you can save your work to a micro SD card, which is pre-installed in the device. Now, the card is an 8 gig card. It can cope with 32 gig cards, but I would suggest you leave the 8 gig card in the device, because it really is tricky to move in and out. It's not the most comfortable experience. So unless you really need to, leave the 8 gig card in there. Files stored on the micro SD card seem to be proprietary to the Focus. It's not possible to share these files with other braille note takers. Also, unlike when you configure JAWS to work with Focus, there's a word wrap facility. There isn't a word wrap facility on the scratch pad when you're using it. So, for instance, if you come near to the end of the line and you're writing the word girl, you might find when you read it back you have G-I, and then next line the letters are L. But it doesn't matter. If you are saving the file to be stored in the Focus and for use with nothing else, you can press enter on the beginning of the word girl, and the whole world will be put on the next line. Or if you are sharing what you've written with somebody else, you don't have to do that, and I'll explain why in a little while. It's also possible to delete files, and it's also possible to open any file. It's not possible to rename a file at this point, nor is it possible to make folders on the device and store your files in those folders. The files that you do write yourself on the Scratchpad are stored in a folder called Notes, and there is another folder in the Scratchpad called Books, and this is for BRF files only. Now, once you place BRF files in there, they can't be manipulated, edited, it's just for reading only. Spell checking is not available within the Scratchpad, but it is possible to save your files directly to the SD card with file names. It's possible to cut text within a file, copy text and paste text to another file. Now, where I would suggest the Scratchpad wins is that when you're using Braille with iOS devices, sometimes there is translation issues and strange things do happen from time to time, or you might lose your Bluetooth connection in the middle of writing something important. So using the Scratchpad, you can write in Gray 2, you can use Enter to denote new paragraphs as normal, as you normally would, and you have the advantage of being able to edit your file for errors before you export to iOS devices or computers. It's possible to export your jottings in a very easy way, and I'll demonstrate that now. So enough talking, let's demonstrate this Scratchpad. So my Focus and iPhone are talking, and I would warn you that the iOS versions lower than 11 will not work with this device, so you need to have iOS 11 or later installed. And I've written a note and I've not altered it at all. As I said, word wrap is not enabled here, so the words are split when you read it back, but it doesn't matter here. So I'm going to enable the Scratchpad on the Focus by pressing the menu key and the letter N, and I'm at the top of the little jotting that I wrote beforehand, and I'm going to export it. So I press the menu key and scroll down just a couple of options till it says export on the Focus, and I'm going to press enter and you'll hear what happens. Now, what's being done here is the Focus is directly transmitting what I've written directly to the iPhone. So, you know what they say, the proof is in the pudding, so I'm going to my iPhone now using the Focus by pressing menu and B, and let's see what I've written.
This is a little demonstration for the Sight and Sound podcast using the Scratchpad on the Focus Blue Braille display. I sincerely hope you are going to be smiling at some point today. This demonstration is being written in contracted Braille. God bless everyone.
So that's the Scratchpad on the Focus. Enjoy.
Thank you so much, Julie. What a great description of the Scratchpad. And I have to say, Julie described that far better than I ever would. I use the Scratchpad regularly when I'm not at my desk and when I have my Braille display and I don't have anything else. And then I can just literally export my jotted notes into Microsoft Word or somewhere else and edit them as I need. So thank you very much, Julie. Really loved that piece. Now, that's just about it. Join us again soon when we're going to be looking at more user stories. We want to hear how technology that we supply and support is impacting people and helping them to do pretty much anything they want. So more about that on the next podcast. And yes, before people ask, coming in July, Eric Damery will be talking to us when he's over here. And we are going to play some excerpts from Eric's talks in both Dublin and Glasgow. All that to come. For now, thanks for listening. This is Stuart Lawler saying take care and goodbye, and speak to you soon.